Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu Fadli Dua, the chapter on the virtue of making dua, of supplicating towards, or supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we explained the various benefits that there is for dua. So continuing with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today's hadith, عن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدعاء هو العبادة رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح هذا نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the dua is worship. Supplication, making dua to Allah Ta'ala is worship. This thought should not come into a person's mind that the person is making dua. This is not ibadat. This is something over and above ibadat. This is now himself asking for his needs and whatever he wants. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this is ibadat. In other words, a person in ibadat, he expresses his ajizi, his inkisari. He expresses his inability in front of Allah Ta'ala. For example, a person is performing salah, he's going down in ruku, he's going down in sajda, and he's showing his humility in front of Allah Ta'ala, that I'm nothing, I'm dependent on you, O Allah. Whatever I need, I'm completely dependent on you. So even in dua also, a person is expressing his inability in front of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala loves when a person shows and expresses his inability. So this is one explanation of huwa al-ibadah, that dua is ibadat. Other explanations ulama give is that to make dua is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Hence fulfilling this commandment of Allah Ta'ala is an act of ibadah, act of worship. The aim of worship is to express one's humility and need before Allah Ta'ala and acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in dua, a person is acknowledging Allah Ta'ala and he's expressing his need in front of Allah Ta'ala. Qadi Iyad rahmatullah alayhi stated that dua is actually worship and is worthy of being called ibadat, worship, since a person turns his full attention towards Allah Ta'ala and turns away from all those besides him. Dua number 3, dua has been referred to as a worship in emphasis. This is similar to the hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. That Hajj is Arafah. What is meant by that? That to emphasize, so the thought doesn't come into a person's mind, that if a person, for whatever reason, can't perform the other acts of Hajj, and he does only the act of Arafah, his day, and he makes wukuf of Arafah. So a person, that thought shouldn't come. This is for obviously not for every person, for a person that can't do any of the other acts. Then his Hajj is still valid. Although he'll have to make up whatever he missed, but what he's got Hajj because he was there present at the time of Arafah. So to emphasize, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. In other words, this is the most important aspect of Hajj, is a person makes wukuf of Arafah. So similar to that expression here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. Dua is ibadat. So therefore it would mean that dua is extremely important act of worship. Like how there, wukuf of Arafah is an extremely important part of Hajj. Yeah, extremely important part of ibadat is making dua. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Dua is such an easy thing, as we explained yesterday, is that dua is a thing that is a weapon of a believer. Allah Ta'ala has given us a weapon that doesn't need any type of ammunition, doesn't need any type of licensing, doesn't need any type of storing. We got it with us everywhere we go. It can be made from the heart, it can be made from the tongue. But all the time a person is turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when a person is making dua with the tongue, then also his heart must be part of that dua. We want our duas to be accepted. We must turn totally to Allah ta'ala, show Allah ta'ala our humility and make dua. Yesterday we did the ayat of the Quran, Udu'u Rabbakum tadarru'u wa khufya. That beseech Allah ta'ala, ask Allah ta'ala. Tadarru'a means with complete humility. Gir gira kar dua karna. That a person completely humbled himself in front of Allah Ta'ala. Wa khufya. And he does it secretly, hiding. He doesn't advertise, like today unfortunately has become the new trend. That even a person is making dua also, then one person needs to video him and send a thing viral, the dua that he's making. These are things that we do silently. Firstly, we shouldn't be doing any videos. But then to a person taking dua and he's sending it. So now this is what we are told. Completely silent. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.